All right, right now we want to talk to someone who can help us keep things in perspective, the stuff that does matter. You know, I get concerned just going to the grocery store, making sure that everything's safe and I'm, you know, kind of wiping things down, that kind of thing. But what if you're a first responder? What if you're a healthcare worker in direct contact with people who have the virus and you got a family at home or people you live with and you're trying to protect them? A lot of people in that situation right now, no doubt about it. Christina Fitch is one of them. She's on with us. Christina, welcome to the show. Thanks for being on WGN.
Thank you so much for having me.
Christina, I know you and your husband, and you've got, what, two little ones? You guys live in Chesterton, Indiana. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. We have two children. We have a girl who's 2 years old, and then we have our son who is 3 months old.
So little ones. And your husband is the healthcare worker. So you guys have made a very special arrangement there to make sure everyone's protected. Tell us what it is that you're doing there at your home.
So beginning on April 6th, my husband began living in an RV in the driveway of our home. And we reached that decision in order to protect our children, who are very young, but specifically our son, who is immunocompromised because of a respiratory infection that he had shortly after birth.
Oh, I see. So you were especially concerned about one kid.
Yeah.
So he's living on the property, but not with you, your husband.
Correct, yes.
He's in an RV on the property. That's what you all had to do in this case.
We thought it was the best choice. We do realize that it's a drastic choice. However, when we were, you know, reaching this decision, it wasn't one that we made lightly. You know, we looked at all of our options, and we just knew that looking backwards, if something had happened, we would really regret not taking that step. Whereas if nothing happened, then, you know, we'd still did what we felt like we had to do at the time. So
how did you come to that decision to say, hey, we're going to pull up an RV and my husband's going to live on the property and we're just going to, how does that work? You wave to him? Does he open the door and have contact with the kids? I mean, what are you doing, Christina? And I'm so sorry you have to do it. And I'm thankful that your husband is in healthcare and helping other people and that he's protecting his family as well. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Sure. No. So, we began our own like family quarantine back on March 13th, and ever since then we knew that this could be, you know, an option down the line, but we didn't know when it would happen, and so we just kind of played it by ear. And as the risks came in, we just tried to match what our reaction was. So in the beginning, you know, there was lots of hand washing and other precautions that you hear the CDC recommend. Then as things progressed, it got to the point where my husband was disrobing in the laundry room that is connected to our home. As soon as he was home from work, you know, sanitize his phone, wash his hands, and then he would come into the home and immediately shower. And then again, as things progressed with more and more COVID cases in his hospital, he was, you know, basically downstairs in our basement guest room, still having limited contact with the children, but, you know, that's primarily where he was. And then things started to get bad pretty fast, where he was seeing the number of patients that were either suspected COVID or confirmed COVID exponentially increased. You know, it go from one day from 25, and then it was 60, and then it was 90, you know, just in a matter of 3 days. So once we saw that trajectory, we knew that we had pretty much limited time to act, you know, before it got to a point of it being too late. So I started to research online what some of our options could be, and there are some hotels that are offering up for healthcare workers, rooms, like hotels that have closed down basically to the public. But we didn't really see any in our area, and it was important for my husband to be in our area because he wanted to see his kids as often as possible. So I came upon this Facebook group called RVs for MDs, And it's not just for doctors, it's for all medical professionals. But essentially what it does is it matches people who have RVs with healthcare workers who are fighting COVID who need RVs to protect their families. And so I posted on there, and I also posted on a local Facebook group in our county. And I eventually came across Tammy and Kirk Ward, who were very, very generous, who actually live in our city and, you know, have been wonderful and brought over the RV and are loaning us the RV for what we anticipate to be about 6 weeks time, just to get through the peak COVID, you know, season.
Yeah.
And as far as like how it works, like, you know, with my husband and the kids and everything, we have a, you know, a regular front door, but on the, like the front end of it, there's a glass pane, like a glass window. And it turns into a screen door in the summer, and it's like glass during the winter. And so we've just kept the glass on, and he does visits with our children at our behind the glass of our front door. And he also does, you know, FaceTime and things like that with the kids.
So you're making it work.
We're trying. I mean, this is past Easter. We, you know, I had an Easter egg hunt for my toddler, and I had her out in the front yard, and Daniel was able to watch Easter eggs from this window of the RV. And then also when we had our Easter dinner, like I set out a plate for Daniel on the steps of the RV like I do every night, and we FaceTimed our Easter dinner. So we set up his normal chair, and he just had his vase on the iPad, and so that's kind of how we had to. We're trying our best to keep some semblance of normal, you know, especially for a toddler who kind of, you know, is missing him more and knows his absence more pronounced, and of course our infant. But at the same time, with our infant, he's growing every day, and I feel so badly for my husband who, you know,
wants to see him.
Yeah, see him, you know, change just from day to day like they do when they're infants. So
yeah. Well, Christina, hang in there, and thanks for sharing that story. Thanks for mentioning the RV company, too, because if there are others who might want to take that advantage of that kind of situation, that's cool that someone's reaching out to help people in healthcare. We appreciate you. We appreciate what your husband's doing. And I hear your little one back there. Thank you for sharing the story here on WGN, Christina. Hang in there, okay?
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.